Can you hear me or no? Not so much.
Not so well, huh?
Okay, so let me check.
Okay, is this better? Mejor or no?
Sí, much better.
Okay, so I have the mic. Okay, but I don't know.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so I wanted to talk a little bit entrando al Pesach. Okay? Cambiamos de tema de parasha once in a while. Puede ser que esto sea el último shiur antes de Pesach. Semana que viene no sé qué va a pasar. It's sometimes it gets busy. So there's a question in the Gemara. Let's talk like this. There's a question in the Gemara that the Gemara asks, when should we celebrate in this type of year that there's two Adar? How do we know in which Adar should we celebrate Pesach? And Purim, I'm sorry, which Adar should we celebrate Purim? So the Gemara says, we do it in the second one. Why? Second. Porque el segundo, y no el primero. Primero
closer
mejor.
To Pesach.
What?
Closer to Pesach.
Exactly. Entonces, me gustaría entender qué tiene que ver Purim con Pesach. Why do we have to make Purim close to Pesach? Okay? So, basically, the concept is like this. In Pesach, there's one thing that we are mentioning many times that's it's one of the themes, but you could miss it almost. You know what I mean? You could almost miss it. So it's very interesting, but it's like this. Okay. Yeah. And the theme is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Pesach showed us something new that he never showed us before. And that is, I don't know what happened here. Let me close this. Okay. He showed us, okay, that Klal Yisrael, the way he runs our nation is not according to Teva. It's not according to nature. We, the way Hashem runs the world for us is not the same way that he runs it for everybody else. Okay. The whole story of Pur Pesach started off when it says that he says, Ani Kel Shakai. I appeared to the Avot with Kel Shai, Oshmi Hashem, Yud Kei Vavkei, I never revealed to them. That Shem Hashem shows me that Hashem controls the world and he runs the world, right? Like we learned in Nefesh HaChaim, Yud Kei Vavkei is the Shem of Hashem that does not appear so much in this world. And Hashem saying, I'm about to appear to you in a way that you never experienced. And you think that the world runs according to nature, rules of nature. One thing leads to the next, ta, ta, ta. No, I'm going to show you that when you're with me, you'll see things that you never, that it just, it's lamala. It's the way our nature is above nature. Hashem took the Jewish people and he brought them and says, from now on, you are not going to live the life like everybody else. You're going to live the life above nature. And that was the introductory pasuk to Yitziat Mitzrayim. Now, there's a beautiful Maharal. He says like this, okay? He says, what's the whole concept? We keep on talking about the Maharal says, first of all, he says, that's why in the Haggadah, we say Hashem took us out himself and not through a shaliach. What does it mean, not through a shaliach? What does that really mean? So he says, nature, Teva, is the shaliach of Hashem. Hashem created nature, and then Hashem plugs in the world to nature, and he says, you be my shliach, this power called nature. You bring up the sun every day. You take down the sun, and we're going to follow these rules, okay? And you're my shliach to follow the rules. Comes Yitziat Mitzrayim, Hashem takes away the shliach. He says, I don't need you right now. We're going to do it ourselves. We have our way of doing things over here. And Hashem comes in by himself, and he performs the Yetziat Mitzrayim. Why? Because Hashem now is making, the nation is being born. The nation of the Jewish people is being born right now. So when we're, what does it mean to be, Hashem's creating the nation and bringing them to him. He doesn't want them to be brought to the nature, to the teva, to the shliach. He wants them to understand that no. This is about me and you, and we live together, and we are going to now create this harmony, and we're going to create this together. Okay? So Hashem, we are now in the possession of Hashem, and Hashem controls us in the world of lema'ala minateva. Okay? Now like this. Maral says an unbelievable, another beautiful, beautiful thing. Okay? Like this. This idea was not created at Yetziat Mitzrayim. It was there all along, but Hashem was waiting for the right opportunity to bring it out. Okay? He was waiting for the right opportunity. When is he going to show the people that he can control the world in this way? So he says that's what it means that Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu used the mate, right? The stick. Well, why? What's the big deal with the stick? Why do we keep on mentioning, we say ha'otot ze'a mate. We mention the stick explicitly, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu bring the stick. What's with the stick? Chazal say the stick was created the sixth day Ben Ashmashot, between the sixth day and Shabbat. That's the Mishnah in Perkei Avot. It says that Matesh of Moshe was created then. What does that mean? It means it's not really, it's not really part of the first 6 days of creation. It's a bridge to Olam Haba, to Shabbat. It's not really part of the 6 days of creation. It's already after that. So Maral says that the mate was being used to show, hey, we're not part of the 6 days really. We're starting a new, I'm going to behave with the Jewish people. 6 days is nature. That's sun, sunrise, sunset. That thing. But the mate is after all that. There's a world and everything. Then there's a new thing called the mate. And that is the power that I'm using to, that's the power that I'm using to create, to do the Yetziat Mitzrayim and to create the people. Okay, another thing, for example, we shecht the Korban Pesach. Why is it a sheep, right? Do we know why it's a sheep? Because
they say the God of Egypt, no?
Right, but it's more than the God of Egypt. It was also the mazal.
Yes, the mazal, yes.
Mazal. In other words, what does the mazal mean? The mazal means the power that Hashem put into nature. So what we go is we take that power of the nature, of the mazal, just like Avram Avinu. Hashem took Avram Avinu above the mazalot, and he says, yeah, you cannot have children. Okay, that's in the world of nature. We're going to bring you to another level. The Jewish people were created by going above mazal. If we would be in mazal, we would not exist. So we have to exist above mazal. So what do? When we're being born as a nation, we have to do that again. We have to destroy the mazal. So we take the sheep and we shecht it. That's the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach requires the first step is you want Yetziat Mitzrayim to happen. You got to get 4 days. You got to take the sheep, which represents the mazal, the olam hazeh. You got to start, you know, working on it. And then you shecht the mazal and then you come into another olam. And then you're with Hashem in his, according, now you follow a different set of rules. No more rules. Now you're with Hashem in the mazalot, and the mazalot is gone. Okay? So, furthermore, the Aruch HaShulchan says this week's parasha, we do parashat HaChodesh. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. So if you think about it, what he's really saying, Aruch HaShulchan says very beautifully, HaChodesh HaZeh, you have the power for the Rosh Chodesh. What is that really saying? The Rosh Chodesh is the mazalot, is the stars, the moon. So by the world, the people of the world, they could, that controls them. They're beneath the mazal. So the stars and the moon and all that's nature, and they control it. We say, no, no, ha-chodesh hazeh, lachem. You are on top of it. It doesn't control you. You determine when the Rosh Chodesh is. You determine the Kedusha of the Yom. It doesn't depend on the moon and everything. It's the opposite. The moon depends on you. The moon is only significant. You have to give it the Kedusha. So it's the opposite. We're on top, right? So this is a very, very, this is basically it's a very complicated concept, but this is the really one of the main themes over here. Now, here's where it comes the Musar piece, okay? So how does a person get to this level? Okay, the answer is the way you get to this level is that you have to be willing to live on that level. We don't want to be above nature a lot of times. We kind of pretty comfortable in the nature. Yeah, in the nature, at least I get the rules, right? I do this, this happens. I do that, that happens. When you're not in the nature, I don't know the rules. I'm not so comfortable over there. We want to know what's coming, right? I want to know what's next. I want to know the rules. I look in the weather every day. I have my weather app. I go, okay, I want to be prepared. A yes umbrella, no umbrella. I want to know what's coming. I don't like being caught by surprise. If we're going to go ahead and go with this, we're not going to know really what's next, right? We're just going to put ourselves out there in the yad of Hashem. But the truth is, if you want to be zocha, to be in the Rashut of Hashem, it requires a little bit of pushing ourselves also beyond our nature. If we push ourselves beyond our nature, then Hashem now is going to, oh, this guy wants to be a real Jew. He wants to live with me. He doesn't need nature. Okay, so then Hashem will give us rules and nisim that are going to be above nature also. Because nature has caps. There's rules. When you're above nature, you can, Hashem has different rules for those people. So the way to really get to this point is that a person has to be willing to a little bit push themselves. Okay, there's two ways we see this. One is that I heard from one of my rebbeim a great point. He said that the Gemara says that the Kriyat Yamsuf happened in the Zuchut of Yosef HaTzadik. What does the Yosef HaTzadik have to do with Kriyat Yamsuf? So the Gemara says, because it says Vayanas, Vayetze Achutza, it says the word Vayanas, he ran away, and it says Haram, Hayam Ra'a Vayanos, the Yam saw and ran away. So it says the same word, Vayanos, by both. But what's the depth of the message?
He didn't follow his nature.
Instinct, right.
Yeah. The nature would be to follow and go forward with the act. And he overcomes in a way that's really over supernatural. So then
God pay you.
God said, point. Oh, you're yeah. You guys supernatural? No, you walk into the Amsif. What's the problem? Gonna divide up, no problem. You live like that, you don't just follow, natural instinct. You're able to lift yourself up and fight the battle. Hashem gives you back in the same. So that's a great point, right? Yeah. So this is what the Yetziat Mitzrayim starts with, and this is what the Yetziat Mitzrayim ends with. It starts with that's why the Brit Milah is an essential point of the Pesach, because the Brit Milah signifies, first of all, that a person is willing to sacrifice their nature, but it requires a certain amount of Mesirut Nefesh. There's blood, right? There's the Dam of the Milah. What do they do with the Dam? That's why you say, Ve'evor alaych ve'erech mitposeset, that Hashem saw that we have dam. We have the dam, the blood of the Korban Pesach and the blood of the Mila. Why is the point about the blood? Well, Why are we focusing on the blood? The point is, they did the mitzvot of Pesach. They did the mitzvot of Milah. Why is the pasuk saying they focus on the blood? You know the pasuk I'm talking? Va'avor alayich, we say in the Haggadah, mitposeset bidamayich. I saw the zechut of the dam. Why is the dam the point? The answer is because the dam signifies you're pushing yourself a little. That's where it hurts. The blood shows you're pushing yourself where it hurts. And then there's a little bit of the blood. There's a little bit of yourself coming out of this. To do the easy stuff is easy. But what about where the pushing has to happen? When the person pushes themselves beyond their comfort zone, all of a sudden, that's the blood point. And that's what Hashem has to see. You want me to lead you beyond nature? All right. So then, you know, let's go. You got to live a little bit beyond your nature also. You have to show a little bit where the blood, the, you know, are you willing to give a little blood? Are you willing a little bit of yourself? Are you willing to give a little bit of yourself in this? Right? Now, there's I just have to remind myself, but there's on this topic, there's a great Meshech Chachma. So let me just remind myself of it.
But what you were saying is that you have to be in his world, not all the time, no, because we are afraid of that world. No?
Right. Sometimes you have right. But you have to be willing to
normally
take a step.
When you have a relative that is sick, you try to tell God, please go above nature, no,
right.
to save him. Or you have to live all your life in that world.
No, not all your life. You have to be willing to take those steps, even if they're scary at the moment. Right, a person says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the minyan. I'm going to go push myself to learn a little more. I'm going to do this, that. Well, it doesn't fit in. It's hard. Sometimes the hard stuff is what Hashem has to see. We can't always be satisfied with the easy stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, because no. The easy is within nature. It's not natural that a person should be willing to do X, Y, and Z. For example, tzedakah. I don't think it's natural in the world for people to be willing to give tzedakah the way that our communities give. I don't know in the secular world what goes on, but I don't think people in the secular world give tzedakah like this, the way we give, right?
Not any chance.
Exactly. So it's not natural, really.
Oh.
So a person pushes themselves, and then they say, oh, but okay, Hashem sees you pushing in a way it's not natural. It's not natural for a person to have to wake up at X time in the morning to do their minyan and their shacharit when everyone else in their office gets to the office. You know what I mean? There's things where a person pushes themselves in a way that's not the natural way, but they're willing to put in the extra. And that extra is pushing beyond your nature. Then you're now in this realm that you pushed yourself beyond the nature. Kozman, that we're in the nature still and we're doing those things which come easy, so yeah, we're doing it, but it's what in order to this point is going to come out when a person pushes themselves to the next point. That's I think what we're saying. So the Meshech Chochma, just on your point, by the way, the Meshech Chochma says that he points out a very interesting thing. When did the mon start to fall? The mon came to the
40
Jewish
days
people
after.
Right when they left Mitzrayim. How long?
40 days, no?
Yeah, but it was before they received the Torah.
Yeah.
So he says, really, the mon should have only come after they received the Torah. Because that's
but
when they were on the level.
They needed to receive it, no?
What?
They need the man in order to.
So he says, what it's coming to tell me is that if a person can always say, I'm not on that level, I'm not on that level. When Hashem's going to treat me special, look, when I'm on that special level, then. So it's coming to teach me a lesson. No. You're never going to get on the level until you do it first. So they could have said, look, when we get the Torah at our Sinai, then we'll eat this, then we'll reach this natural level that Hashem treats us, you know, he pours out bread from the heaven. But I'm not on that level yet, so, you know, I can just live normal life. I'll have some macaroni and cheese, and that's it. What do I need man now? I'm not on the level. No. You have to have the push to be on the level. Then Hashem supplies it, even though you weren't on the level. Then you get on the level. But you don't always, you can't always just wait until you're there. Okay, so I think that's part of your question. Part of your question is we're not always on that level. But you're never going to be on the level if you don't push to sometimes get there first. So that's the Meshech Chachma says. It's a little bit, that would be like the Jewish people saying, look, let's wait till we get to Sinai. I'm not there yet. I'm not there. So the month started earlier because they were willing to take that jump. You understand? So it's a little bit of both. You have to know your level, but you also have to be willing to push.
No, because I see, for example, Rav Kanievsky, he was always pushing himself, not going out of the streets, studying all day, pushing always to the limit, no, always to try to be in that world, no?
It's incredible.
So we are not like this, no?
No, but I think it's an important maybe lesson.
You and Moshe, yes, but for me, it's difficult to start, no?
No. Obviously, there was one person in the generation like that, right? The point is not, but I it's unbelievable, that point that you said, which is at some point, why doesn't a person satisfy themselves and say, like, you know, it's never like, you know, it's like a, right. So, but one thing is he did not live in this world, basically, right? There's a human being that didn't live in this planet, right? So
the thing is, one question for me is very simple. No, you have to please God all the time.
Yes.
And I feel guilty that I'm not doing it all the time. No?
All the time doesn't mean to wear tefillin and talit all day. That's not the point, right? The point is that if a person has enough that when that the Torah is guiding their life and their decisions, so then the decisions are being guided by the Torah. So they are living by the Torah. Okay, and that's satisfying Hashem also, but it has to be that it's the base, it's the foundation, right? That's really the point. So I think that knowing, we just have to, I'm just saying that there's a certain thing we have to know. We are not like everybody else. We're just not. And the way the world works is within Teva, everyone just does what they want, when they want. They follow the instinct and they live natural, and then Hashem lets the world run with them in nature. But the Jewish people have access to a way of behavior which is totally different. And that is as much as a person connects to themselves and looks at themselves and says, I don't have to follow just the nature. I could push myself in a way that's not the natural thing I would think I would do, but I'm going to push myself because I know it's the right thing or whatever. Even in one area or in a few minutes, it doesn't matter. But the reason to push myself is because I know that I have to be there. And if I'm there, Hashem will meet me there. That's the point. And for other people that don't live like that, they have no reason to push themselves. You know, so I think knowing that, I have a reason to push myself. I want to push myself. I want to know, right? I think that's really a fundamental thing. And I think that's the point of Pesach. I want to wrap up is that it starts off, okay? This is a chidush from this year. This point I thought of last year, I wrote it down. But this is a chidush I had this year on Purim. That it starts off as the dam of the Mila. The Mila, they always, right? We say, La Yudim Haita Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Yikar. La Yudim Haisa Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Yikar. So the Jews had on Purim, Simcha is Yom Tov, Ora is Torah, Sason is Mila. That's what the Gemara says, and Yakar is Tefillin. So there's a whole Chastam Sofer, I'm not going to get into it right now. But the point is that somehow they had a new understanding of the mitzvah of Mila. It became Sason. So what I think is that it starts off as pushing yourself. It starts off that the point of the Mila is the blood, is the difficulty. I have to push myself. But once a person sees that, hey, I push myself, but now Hashem is with me, like they saw in Purim, now it's not anymore the blood, and it's not anymore the Mesirat Nefesh pushing myself. Now it's Sason. Now they're willing to, now it brings me the greatest joy. Because now when I see that I push myself, now I see, wow, Hashem is with me the whole time because I push myself. Now I appreciate it. Now I'm not pushing myself anymore. Now I'm doing it out of love. So I think that that's the shift. There's a point where it starts off as pushing myself and I'm not comfortable there. But it ends off with the greatest joy.
Exactly. That's,
that's why putting has to be close to Pesach.
Yes. Because it's really the full circle of everything. We start off on Pesach. We didn't see anything. And Hashem promises us and says, I'm going to guide your life. I'm going to control. Just jump on board. And we have a munah, bitachon, but it's difficult. There's a lot of difficulty. Purim, Pesach is about the destroying the chametz and doing the brit milah and shechting the korban Pesach and these difficulties, right? But then we realize, no. It's all joy. It's all simcha. Because Hashem's with us the whole time. So if we jump on board, we now realize the simcha of it. But there's a point where you have to start off with the difficulty. You have to, Hashem's not going to just bring it for free. You have to jump on board and push a little. Once you do that, you're going to have experienced the joy of it. I think it's a nice additional point.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Wow. Nice.
Very Baruch nice. Hashem. I think everyone is a little inspired right now because these stories of the Rav are like unbelievable. And we're not him, obviously. And, I was just thinking like, how much does it take to create such a person, right? It has to be in one in a million that someone could do this. And they also have in them, they're married to the daughter of Rav Eliashiv and their father is the stipler of Rav and they're the nephew of the Chazan. And they're the one in a million person that's willing to put in this type of energy into doing this to create this reality of who, right? It's not b'chol yom that this reality exists, right? But the point for us, I think, is this thing is you push yourself, and then once you push yourself, you're like in a different reality. Like he says things, Hashem does miracles. It's like you're not living in the. Someone said a great story. You know, there's Masechet, one of the Masechtot is Masechet Shekalim, right? So he said, so one time he was walking and a couple guys were getting out of a taxi and they were like there was a little bit of a tumult. So he said, what's the problem? So they said that they were getting out of the taxi. He said, we don't have the shkalim to pay. We need shkalim. So Rav Chaim said, no problem. He goes upstairs. I'll get a few. Bruno says, brings down the Gemara. Here's a shkalim. He didn't it's like a different world. Like, there's no so it's not so, you know, that a person pushes and pushes, they end up in that world, you know, to some degree, whatever degree. But anyway. All right.
Beautiful.
Shabbat shalom, everybody.
Shabbat shalom. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.